Let's see, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Margaret Culett, M-A-R. Margaret. Margaret Ouellet, Ouellette. Date of birth 08/26/1965. Date of appointment 5/16/2023. Requesting physician Gabriel Spencer, G A B R I E L L E S P E N C E R. Dear Gabriel Spencer, I have the pleasure of seeing Margaret Ouellette today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 57-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 5/8/2023 with right hand weakness, tingling on the right side of the face, right facial droop, some slurring of the speech. Her CT of the head done, which shows a stroke in the but MRI of the brain done, which shows acute subacute infarct in the left frontal lobe along the left superior cerebral convexity. Please rewrite the CT of the head shows a stroke in the left superior cerebral convexity. In the hospital, when she went to the hospital, she could not lit the lighter, could not tie the shoes, could not put the eyeliner. From the hospital, she went home, and in the hospital, she was started on Eliquis 5 milligram 2 times daily due to atrial fibrillation. Aspirin 81 milligram PO daily and Plavix 75 milligram PO daily. Still, she is having a right hand weakness of the first three fingers. She could not hold the pen. No dizziness. Her right hand is weak. She still go back to work. Past medical history, obesity, tobacco abuse, hypertension, stroke, past surgical history, C-section, allergy, no-known drug allergy, medication, amlodipine, Eliquis 5 mg PO2 time daily, aspirin 81 mg PO daily, atorvastatin 80 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily, famotidine, social history, smoke one pack of cigarette per day but stopped smoking. Does not drink alcohol, does not use drugs. She is working as a LPN in a Baptist Health. She is single, lives with a roommate, have two daughters. One daughter deceased due to the drug overdose. Family is the mother deceased, diabetes, cancer of the pancreas, father deceased, stroke and kidney failure, three sister alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary record, vascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system, I found out that she's having numbness, tingling, and weakness. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in red and rhythm. Abdomen south balls on present next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extra ocular movement intact, there is a mild right facial droop, present tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, except right hand grip 4.5/5. Deep tendon flexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 57-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, acute subacute infarct in the left frontal lobe along the left superior cerebral convexity. Number two, right hand weakness. Number three, mild right facial droop. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Eliquis 5 mg PO2 time daily. Plavix 75 mg PO daily and aspirin 81 mg PO daily. Patient will continue the Plavix and Eliquis until seen by the cardiologist. I will prefer to be on one antiplatelet medication. I would like to order EMG of the upper extremities to rule out carpal tunnel syndrome in the right hand. Patient wants to go back to work. I filled out two forms for her today. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.